Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
So today we're going to talk about some elements of intuition and how to tune into it on a micro basis and what that actually means. We're going to de-jargon some of this stuff for you, for those of you who are maybe more new to the realm of channeling. And we're going to then also talk about unlocking some of your psychic abilities. Plot twist, every person is psychic. Most people just don't know that. Just accept it. And then we'll see where else we get taken. So maybe we'll start off with intuition and what is intuition? Why is it important? And I think I've used this metaphor before where it's like a chess grandmaster playing a quantum supercomputer, and the chess grandmaster is like really amazing. He's like, oh, I'm gonna figure out 50 moves ahead, I got this game. And then the quantum supercomputer just laughs at it and goes, homie, I got a billion moves planned, it doesn't matter what you do. And so that grandmaster might be our mind, depending on how far we've trained it. And then the quantum supercomputer is actually our intuition, and it's actually accessing the quantum field, and it's kind of calculating in a way all possible probabilities, all of your highest timelines. And so your ability to actually tune into it and to listen to it is actually super important, because that's how you unlock your highest timelines of abundance, of thriving, of love, of joy, of all those good feelings that we want to have all the time. And so I'm curious, kind of, what has been your experience with intuition? How would you define it, and how do you interact with it? What is this thing?
So thank you, Alex. So really, for me, intuition is really the language of our soul, and it's this ability that we have to constantly be connected, because a lot of us, we think that this connection can come and go. Like, at times we feel that we kind of really perceive what is good for us, like the next step, we feel really like we are on our path and so on and so on. But at times, like, we don't know, we feel lost. And for me, it's really like about locking this connection with our soul on a daily basis, and the reform being able to listen to our intuition. And our intuition is always going to be positive and uplifting, but at times it could also be like unpleasant messages, like being unpleasant, being like, maybe like, be courageous, or don't listen to this fear, or like study this, or meet that person. So like, the intuition doesn't always go like our way, because intuition actually has to bypass the mind. And it is so for me, my journey with intuition is interesting, because I have been psychic since I was really little. Like, I could see all sorts of things, but I didn't know how it worked. So for a long time, I was just kind of trying to hide that away. Like, I didn't want to see anything or know anything. And it has been really a journey of reclaiming my intuition and my psychic abilities by actually studying, by actually learning what is like the four intuitive modes, the intuitive centers, and how it works, and how to actually like bypass the mind, because like, their intuition is the language of the soul, right? So it starts from like really from the heart portal, and it's really uplifting and vibrant. But when we receive a message from our intuition, it's gonna come like through the mind, because we're gonna start hearing a voice, or maybe seeing something, or like having this immediate instant download of clear cognizance, and even like through goosebumps and physical sensation with clairsentience, it's still everything, kind of crosses the mind. This is where we're gonna have fun with. It's like, where does the mind comes into the play? And this is, I don't know, Alex, but for me, for my, like, the people I work with, a lot of the time that's the question that come: how can I distinguish the mind from my intuition? So I don't know if you have any insights on that.
That's a good question. In terms of defining what are psychic abilities, and it's some of those that you mentioned. So the ones most people are familiar with is like clairvoyance. And what does that mean? That means you're actually receiving visuals coming through your third eye. Right. So then you could actually then have claircognizance. So just knowing, that's kind of one of my predominant ones. There is clairaudience, where you're just hearing messages directly. There is like clairsentience, where you can just feel. And there's also like clairolience and clairgustance for, smelling and tasting. Those are probably less known, but every person has all of them. And you're just more predisposed to one of them at the beginning than another. And how it usually, feels in your body. The key here is intuition is a felt sense. It's not an emotion. And, Have you ever had those moments where somebody offers you a trip or, you know, a job or a new project and your whole body just like expands and it's a full fuck yes? And
yes.
Yeah, that's usually a good realm, you know, indicator of intuition mm-hmm. versus somebody offering you something and your mind goes, oh, cool. If I do this, then I'll have this much money and then I can buy myself that Rolex and this. Yeah, that's your mind. And so the key is to learn to discern the difference between intuition and mind. And, you know, one of the easiest ways to do that is through your body. And so many people through, you know, part of their spiritual journey is actually reconnecting back to their feelings, to their heart, to their body felt sense, to actually, so you know what a yes or no feels like. And this is actually just, there's a really cool hack that that I've used and that, you know, I teach my clients as well. It's whenever you have multiple choices, you can just drop them into your body one at a time. And you kind of put them on a scale of, you know, 0 to 10 of how expansive and light it is, right? Key here is expansiveness, not a feeling, not an emotion, and like level of expansion versus level of contraction. And so let's say one of those is like level 7, and then you kind of come back to center and then you drop in the other option and just visualize yourself doing whatever it is that option is. And then you instantly, your body will tell you, okay, this is like a 3. This feels really dark and contracting. And so that's step one. So that's kind of discerning the information. Step two is actually then trusting it and then executing it, right? So there's a few different layers to trust, where one is, okay, there's this etheric information that's available and, you know, I trust that. Then there's this level of, I trust my ability to receive that information and interpret it. And step three is I trust my ability to execute it. Mm-hmm. Because most of us have grown up in the mental field world, most of us are really good at execution. And most of us just trust that once we know what we're doing, we'll get it done. We'll be resourceful, like we'll find the right things, the right people, we'll get it done. Now, that first step, okay, it's not that hard to believe either. Like, you know, once you go down this path, either you work with plant medicine, okay, there is information floating out there. The step where most people struggle with is this middle step of receiving and interpretation. Mm-hmm. And this is the step that really makes a difference of whether you're taking this information and acting on it, or whether you're just like, okay, cool, there's information, but I'm going to continue living my life. And then nothing changes. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious how you've experienced this particular layer of interpretation and how you, if you have any tips on how to actually improve that particular layer.
Yes, I love this because it's exactly how I work as well with myself and with people. It's when we receive the information, it's about trying to step away from liking it or disliking it, because we have to realize that we do not like things because it is necessarily good and aligned with our soul. We like things because basically we have been pre-programmed during our childhood through like our primitive brain, and we just learned that, for example, like eating fruit in the morning is good, but eating fruit at night is bad, or like anything, you know, like, and actually like the things that we like and dislike, they have nothing to do with what is aligned to our soul and to higher path. So it's like trying to step away from that and really receive the information and saying, okay, so like, for example, I don't know, like some people could say, like we receive an information that the job that we are in is not really aligned with, you know, like our path any longer, but then like it's very clear, and actually our physical body showed that to us, like we get sick, we like going to work, we feel constricted and so on and so on. So we know that already, and so many of us know, especially when it comes to the workplace, like a lot of people still work in places that are not aligned with their soul and their soul. I know, like a newsflash. Yeah, and so like when we receive that information, it's after like we have to be courageous, and all of us, we are already freaking courageous because we are living right now. So all of our souls are super courageous. So like it's really rewiring ourselves to our courage and say, I'm courageous. Then I'm gonna, you know, take this information, okay, so the workplace I'm working at now, it's not aligned with me. And then we're going to start, you know, observing the dark little devils all around. Yes, but you need to pay the bills, or you cannot do this because, you know, everybody's doing it already, or you don't have the training and so on. And it's like, you know, literally having a conversation with the mind, because the mind is not the enemy. It's like we need to a plan of action. You know, like it's not that we have to quit the job straight away because, oh, intuition is saying job not aligned, so I'm just going to quit you know, quit it. No, like actually use your intellect, your magnificent brain, you know, like this genius computer that is there, and say, okay, so I always say to like people, welcome your intuition with an open heart, open arm. It's like, oh, thank you so much. You know, thank you for, you know, showing me what the steps are in my life, what I need to be doing in my life. And now let's bring all of my tools in my toolbox and create steps. Like first, you know, I'm going to brainstorm all of these ideas, and then I'm going to talk to these people and actually like honor your intuition. Because I think that most people think they are not intuitive, but actually what happens is that they don't have the courage to really listen and to receive, because it's terrifying. Because very often when we start listening to our intuition, what it's saying is that this person is not aligned, this relationship is not good, you have to change job, like your house is unhealthy, like you have to change your diet, you know. Like for me, it's always like around my diet. I have been refining my diet for like, you know, 7 years. People wonder what I eat, but I'm healthy. So, you know, it's like being courageous and using our brain, you know, the way it's like we were given a brain for a reason. It's not to be the enemy, this mind, this brain. So let's use it for the best, you know?
Yeah, beautiful. I love that. And so one of the concepts here is that we have this system called the reticular activating system, which means that whatever you focus on is what you're actually going to see in your reality. So let's say you want to buy a purple Range Rover, and you've literally never seen one before. You think it's super unique. The next 10 days, you're going to see like 100 of them. Why? Because suddenly it's in your field of awareness. And that means whatever you focus on is what you're actually going to experience. And so the important part when it comes to intuition is it's actually highlighting an area of focus for you, right? And so for instance, with this job, say it says like, okay, the job is not aligned. Okay, but then all you need to actually do is, okay, I'm open to seeing whether that's the case. So the key here is not to reject it. The key here is to at least allow yourself even a 1% possibility that that could be true. And then saying, okay, I'll investigate. And then you start observing for signs, you know, because prior to that knowledge, you're going to be all your subconscious is saying like, this is perfect. This is perfect. Don't tell me otherwise. This is perfect. Now you're saying, okay, I'm open to this not being perfect. Let me look for signs of that. Mm-hmm. And so suddenly you're going to see things differently. You're going to come back to work, and the person who you love spending time with, you're like, fuck, this person is annoying.
Yeah.
And like things that you used to tolerate, suddenly when you open up your field of awareness, it's like, no, they're actually not resonant at all. Mm-hmm. And the key here is to allow yourself that opening to actually receive new information. And the key here is intuition. I know that one of the most common fears, and I know it's one that I had as well, is when you're asking for guidance, it's like, yeah, it might tell you to do some things that on some level, you know, are not aligned, and for you to shift back into alignment. And that usually for people who are in relationships, oh my God, I've invested so much time and so much effort into this relationship, and it must work because it looks perfect on paper.
Yes.
Well, that's not always the case. So yeah, you're right. It does take courage coding. And I love working with people who they hear something and I'll give them guidance and they'll instantly action it. Like I had a client who shifted out of a marriage like the same day we had that conversation. And I was like, respect. Yeah. Like that takes courage, right? So people who receive guidance and instantly shift out, and they'll instantly take action to get back into alignment. And the way that intuition actually comes in, it exists outside of the laws of man, the laws of the collective, the laws of planet Earth. It exists outside of any known structures or what is socially, societally at all acceptable. And so what that means is, in order for you to not get burned at the stake, or the, you know, today's equivalent of someone telling that you're a dummy on social media, that you're actually then using and turning on your mind to figure out the how. Like, okay, so intuition comes in and then your mind goes, okay, let me figure out how to actually put this into play, how to put this into effect so that I can walk this razor's edge between acceptability and something new. Because intuition is new and it is bringing in new information. But in order to actually allow people to receive you and to actually like understand what it is that you're saying, you need to be able to position it in a way that kind of borders that zone of comfort that they have and also brings in the new information. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I really love it. And it's like with everything else in life, you know, like to start with, it can be really difficult to first, you know, understand how intuition works, and it can be difficult to take aligned action and really learn how to process that. But the more we're practicing, the easier it gets. And I don't know about you, but like, I think that most of my life now, They're banging on the wall, Alex. People are doing some work at my house, and they were drilling before. They said it's over with drilling, so let's just. So that's going to be all right. But it's like the more we practice, the easier it gets. And then, like, I'm not at a stage in my life where I can say that, like, I live just purely from intuition all the time. And sometimes, like, sometimes there are moments as well where the intuition is not there. Like, for example, I had 2 weeks very recently where I had a lot less downloads, less ID. Like, I could see that I was in the not knowing. I could feel everything shifting, you know, like reality shifting. But I was aware enough to realize that I needed to have a little break from, you know, like big changes and all of the intuitive downloads and so on. And like, at times, we don't know what we don't know. And also, we are not supposed to know everything. You know, like people want, for example, to be intuitive, to know when their, you know, like twin flame is going to come, when they're going to get that promotion.
Nice.
And so that people
are adding really sound effects.
But it's like we have to step away from the fact that we have to use intuition for something that we want to know, right? It's like we're not going to be given the information that our soul is not ready to receive in this moment. And you can speak, Alex, and I'm just going to mute myself so you don't get the drilling while you continue. Thank you, Alex.
I like the sound effects. They're amazing. I wish I had some in my house. I just hear little critters and frogs here in Bali. It's you know, it's important to recognize that you're not always going to know and to be okay with that. And so it's releasing this need to know all the time. And it's, you know, something else to recognize. Like our guides, you know, our soul, our galactic team, our spirit guides, however you choose to, whatever nomenclature you choose to use, recognize that it's a multi-layer chess game. That's how I view it. So whenever we receive guidance in the past, you know, I would have a channeled session or something and be like, oh my God, do this and this and this and this. And we get all excited. And eventually I realized that what they're actually doing is they're giving you exactly the information that you need in order for you to make a certain decision, in order for you to focus your attention on something. So they're actually highlighting an area of focus. So like a super simple example, like you could be sitting in the office and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know, apparently people still sit in offices, whatever that means. I'm way out of that life. And they, you know, and your intuition sends you a message that's like, hey, go to the lake right now. And like, I worked in Zurich for a while and the lake was like 5 minutes away. And I might be like, oh, I might have, you know, a meeting in 5 minutes. And your intuition says, fuck that meeting, just go to the lake. And I mean, there you get to be creative and you maybe postpone that meeting. And so you go. And the key here is to recognize your intuition is not actually guiding you to the lake. What it's actually doing is creating this energetic impulse of you shifting out of your current, let's say, neural pattern and doing something different. Yeah. So during that time that you're walking to the lake, you could like pass some poster on the street that reminds you of a friend that you haven't talked to in 10 years. All of a sudden, like that friend calls you and says, hey, I have this new dream project. I'm starting a company. You know, for some reason, I just thought of you. Would you join me? And the key here is, you're actually being guided to connect with that person at that time. The lake had nothing to do with it and your meeting had nothing to do with it, but their circumstances had to be arranged in such a way that you were in exactly the right frame of mind. So like a client of mine, actually, I had this example. So when I first came to Bali, I looked around and I was like, oh, this place is amazing. It would be even more amazing if I got a bunch of friends to come here from all over the world. So I ended up calling one of my friends who lives in Berlin, and he starts telling me like, oh, I have this amazing business idea. I know what I'm doing for the rest of my life. It's like, it's perfect. I have this newfound clarity. And so he's in a particular state of being. Yeah. So in that particular state, like, hey, you should come to Bali so we can, you know, work on that idea. I was like, we're totally going to work on that idea. Just come to Bali. It's not about me or the ecstatic dances or anything. And so he says yes, buys a ticket the same day. Also, like people who take action. And when he comes to Bali, so actually we then spent 3 weeks here together in Bali where like we're working together every single day. And I'm like, I'm sharing everything that I know with him, like in a very intense format. And that was some of the most transformative period of his life. of course, at the end of those 3 weeks, he didn't think about that company once. He decided that's not at all what he's doing. And the key here is he had to be in a he had to receive that idea to be in a particular state of mind to accept my invitation to come to Bali so that I could share everything that I know with him in that time so that he can completely alter his trajectory. And now he actually started running a coaching business and he makes as much money with that as he did with his existing business. So the key here is you're being actually guided to be in a particular place at a particular time. And it's exciting to discover what that is. And you don't always know what that is because that would take away from the magic. And it's recognizing that it's not actually, you know, whatever you think you're excited about, allow for the possibility that that's not the end game. Do it.
It's okay. Yeah, I love it, Alex. Oh, thank you for sharing that. It's like, you know, like often actually, like we need to rewire ourselves as well from this false concept that we have to know what the next day is going to be like, what the next year is going to be like. It's like very much part of this kind of enslavement structure that we have at the moment still running, you know, through the world of, you know, like you can, you know, stay in this place, in this relationship for like 10, 15, 20 years, oh my God, you know, and then after that, you might maybe retire and maybe like start traveling and so on. And so it's like a lot of us, yeah, I know. So a lot of us were brought up in like household like that. I wasn't, but you know, I know that a lot of us were like that. And so when we start exploring our intuition simply, they ask us to take, you know, some steps into the unknown, you know, outside of our comfort zone. And then for a lot of people, just when I speak. So for a lot of people, it's really like, the unknown is scary. It's not actually what the intuition says that they cannot control. And it's really like finding a place of trust. And actually, like, our soul knows exactly. So we can find trust because it's not like we are just alone in a big mess and like out of control and like we're gonna lack. No, like our soul's got it planned and we have an amazing team, you know, spirit guide, galactic team, whatever you want to call it. So we are not alone. It's like, you know, everything is being taken care of. Everything that we are required to do is simply like taking the human out of the way, you know, like trusting the soul and like shifts start happening like that, you know, like you experience that as well. I experience that, like we shift in timelines, in realities like so fast as soon as we can get out of the way and simply surrender completely, surrender to the flow of life. And it's exciting, it's poetic, it's romantic, it's abundant, it's everything. Like it's the ideal life, really. Like so many of us, we kind of, we wish we could have it all, but we don't really want to admit it. But actually we do not allow ourselves to have it all because we have all of these structures in place and it's structure of controls. Okay, so I hand you the microphone back, Alex, because they're starting to bang and drill again. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you for that, Sandrine. Yeah, so the key here is that this fear of the unknown prevents us from doing stuff. And like, I know that for this is one of the areas that, you know, working with someone can help you a lot. So I know, like, this is one of my magical abilities. I have clearly many, but it's to create this kind of structure for people, because I know I kind of face this unknown, and through going through that now I'm like, okay, here's like, you know, whatever, 22 steps to shift out of 3D to 4D to 5D. And it's just like, forget the unknown. It's exactly what you need to do. And so you can find ways to actually create that level of comfort for yourself. And, you know, it's a balance of this feminine energy of surrendering to flow. And also it's important to not just like let go of the masculine. And there's, you know, people who sometimes go on this journey, I've seen it happen where they're like, yeah, I'm surrendered. And I'm, you know, trusting flow and floating around. I'm like, okay, great. But you also need this some semblance of structure, right? So that structure doesn't mean you're controlling everything, and it's learning to balance and it's learning to fine tune it. It's learning to, okay, I have an idea and I'm actually taking responsibility for the direction that I want. And I'm expressing that and say, okay, I want to explore this. And now I'm open to seeing the how. So it's the how that's going to come through the surrender and the flow, but I'm still taking aligned action. I'm still going to say, I want this. And I'm, you know, I'm interested in experiencing this, whether it's trans channeling, whether it's like learning to play a musical instrument, whatever that is, it's your responsibility to own and express your emotions or like your feelings and desires. And you're right, there is a bit of a block where for me, I was growing up and it's often you hear people, oh, you know, don't dream too big. You know, you can't make that much money. Don't, you know, why would you want to run your own business? Just like go work for go work for someone so you have stability and safety. And, or, you know, you can have a partner who's really beautiful, but she's not going to be spiritual, or she's not going to be smart, or whatever it is. I'm like, fuck that. I either have everything, or I'm going to go to a reality that fucking has everything. And that's it. There's no other way. Like, I choose to have what I want, and that's it. There's no compromises on that. And it's just like this knowing that that was possible was something that was instilled in me somehow very early on. And it's like this level of knowing that that I help my clients also get, because it's important. Because when life presents you some apparent limitations, you can kind of view that, laugh at it, and, you know, walk through the proverbial wall and just say, no, I choose a different way. And like, this is a game you can play with yourself, is to expand your field of options, where someone, you know, and the easiest way is you see at a restaurant, you say, oh, I want this dish, but substitute this and this. So you're already actually doing that, right? You're already actually tuning into, oh, I want this. So somebody offers you, do you want to go to, you know, do you want to go to the beach, or you want to go to the movie? You say, hey, actually, I want to go somewhere else. And then you're actually allowing yourself to, from an infinite set of options, pick whatever it is that you want. And then you're taking responsibility for vocalizing it and finding a way to make that happen. And so this is how you can start playing around more and more with your intuition and feeling like, when you're at a restaurant, how are you picking what it is that you're eating? And actually pay attention to the how, right? Pay attention to how that information is coming in. Is it coming in through your body? Are you getting, you know, goosebumps? Are you feeling energetic, like energetic flushes through your nervous system? Do you just know? When somebody invites you somewhere, how do you know to say yes to that, but no to that? To start bringing more mindful awareness to the how and the process, because we're already doing a lot of these things in autopilot. The key now is to bring a newfound level of awareness to that. Yeah. is it your turn? Are they done banging? You can, yes.
It might start as soon as I speak. Yeah.
That's okay.
I love it, Alex. And I like when you share about like those physical sensations, because most people, they start realizing that they're intuitive through like all of these goosebumps and feeling cold and hot, or like it's the same with being attracted. Like, you know, like we are attracted to another person physically, but we're also attracted to a location or attracted to a country. Like so many people, like I think like all of us, and maybe like you could type in the comments, like if you are actually really drawn to visiting a country, because like some of us, we are really drawn for some reason to visit that country, and it's kind of, it not doesn't necessarily make sense, but it's just kind of, we have this kind of calling, and it's our intuition saying, yep, like go on this journey, go there, because like it's going to be first of all life-changing, because all travels are, but maybe you'll meet like a person who's going to give you like offer you a job, or you're going to meet your better half, or like it's even maybe just like remembrance from past life or parallel lives and so on and so on. So it's like we all have intuition in our field, all of these messages in our field already. And the more we can kind of really open that and really receive through the physical body, the more like we take aligned action faster, and it becomes like the ball is rolling and it doesn't stop. And like, I love it. I'm sure you have that, Alex. Just let me know if you do. So when you speak with someone, all of a sudden you start having all the goosebumps simply because that person starts sharing, or you start sharing, and next thing you know, like you're talking, but you're just unloading. And it happens to me all the time when I talk to you, actually, or when I talk to my like soul sisters, it's like, or even with my kids, you know, like one of my daughter was telling me her dream this morning. Oh my God, it's like next level dream of like collapsing timelines and stuff like that, you wouldn't believe. But she was saying that as I was brushing her hair, and I was like massive goosebumps, and everything started opening up. I was like, oh, goosebumps is a very strong signal of the body that actually what is being said now is extremely important. So pay attention to what is being said, or what, where you walking, you know, like the people you are with.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Start paying more attention to the how that's coming in, and recognize, just first of all, allow yourself the possibility that, oh, maybe I am psychic, maybe I am intuitive. You don't have to take it as a given, but at least allow yourself the option for that to exist in your reality, right? And from there, say, okay, how can I tune into that more? So like, I'll give you a personal example. I came from finance. Like I spent years and hundreds of thousands of dollars on my education and going deep into like finance. I was living in Switzerland, I was managing a fund, and intuitively I received the guidance to shift out of that. And I literally sent all my stuff back to the States, and I bought a one-way ticket to Bali, never having been here before. And I was like, why? Because it feels good. That's it. That was my only reason, because it feels good. I didn't know anyone here. I came here within 5 days. I met my first teacher, opened up a lot of my quantum healing abilities. And that was a year ago. And that's been the biggest journey of my life. And so I would invite you, as a really simple tool, to actually, when somebody asks you something, instead of saying, makes sense, just say, it feels right, or it feels good. Transition to feelings rather than making sense in your head. So somebody says, hey, do you want to do this? And you're like, yeah, that feels good. And it will train you subconsciously just by saying those words to tune into the feelings rather than what makes sense. And so now maybe we can talk a little bit about how this then transitions into channeling and what that actually means. Yeah, so like I'll say from my aspect, when we say channel, you're literally, you can think of, you know, there's information in the quantum field, and then there's kind of the grounding element, the earth. So you're literally becoming a channel between the higher planes of existence and earth. And it's important to actually have both, because if you're only floating in the clouds and you start like receiving high end information, it's literally going to fry your brain. As the Arcturian Council said it, it's not me, so it's got to be true. And you know, when you're grounding, it's like an antenna that's channeling lightning through to the ground. It stays relatively safe itself. And when we talked about before, you know, this is, what does this allow you to do from a business standpoint? For those of you who are entrepreneurs or business owners, this actually allows you to channel visionary projects. This is, you know, for people like Steve Jobs, this is how you create a company like Apple. This is how you create the first iPhone, because it's actually revolutionary, and it's not, there's no way that the mind can create this, because it's not based on anything in existence. It's completely new. And for that information to come in, we mentioned that that's intuition. And so he was really good at channeling that information in and then actualizing it and executing it and presenting it in a way to people that, you know, he didn't go off and say, hey, these light beings gave me this iPhone prototype and you should buy it. People would probably think he's fucking crazy. And he was like, hey, I just kind of came up with this thing and it's pretty cool. And here's why you should like it. Right. So the presentation is important. And so this is definitely an avenue to start massively improving your business and actually completely shifting yourself to more of a, you know, global name and having a lot more financial well-being is through actually channeling and understanding what to do next. Maybe you could talk about how that's impacted your, like, you know, another area of your life, like your personal life or your love life.
I wanted to talk about my business life, Alex. My love life is not like to be shared about right now. No, but like business life, it's what has been really happening with me, because I had been I have been self-employed, you know, for as long as I can remember, since, you know, being in Belgium. And like my intuition was always clear. Like, I cannot be anything else than self-employed, because I always hate my boss, because I can always do better than them. And so like, it's always signs that, you know, I'm not really good in the workplace. I'm not a good employee. But so I met my, you know, my amazing friend Mel, who is watching and that you know as well. And Mel, you know, got me in contact with Gabby, you know, like that we also know. And from the moment I started watching her videos, like all her freebies on that she offers on her website, like I would encourage anyone to watch them. They're amazing. Like from that moment, I knew, oh my God, like I want to be in her collective. But then straight away, like, you never have the money, like blah, 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 blah. Who do you think you are? So I was just observing that, but I could also observe that when I would place that in my field, it felt restrictive. I felt I wasn't ready to be there. I needed some time to really process that. But the next thing I know, Mel comes to my place, we have to get into this girl's night and we do a little bit of plant medicine, and then she gives me like the drops that she happened to have and so on. Next thing I know, the next day I book a call with Gabby, and 2 days later I'm enrolled in the collective. Nothing had changed in my financial situation. Actually, we were still in lockdown, so it was looking like even more great than before. But it's like I had that intuition for my business and it started coming, but I also had friends who were able to anchor me into that vision, because these friends, thank you so much, Mel and Shannon, who are both watching, because like we need friends, like I have, you know, Alex as well, you know, like this family who can see your light. And so when you start downloading projects, and we all do that for each other because we are all here, you know, like we all talk so often together, it's like, I'm downloading this amazing idea for my business. Oh, I can feel divine union coming in my field. But it's like we are not fully aware exactly on what it is. We can just kind of feel it, and we need to bounce back these downloads that we are receiving, because the more and more we progress on this journey, to start with, like, it's like intuition is about little things, you know, changes into your diet, maybe you should meditate and practice yoga. It's like kind of little things that are applicable on a 3D reality. And I don't like to think the universe tests us, because it's not the way the universe is, but it's more like us, like it's kind of we are being wired into taking bigger and bigger decisions, like really trusting, you know, like going full on, like I trust this massive shift is happening for a reason. And this is when we need to as well have a team of friends and spirit guides that we can connect with through our intuition and psychic abilities. And they're all like, when you raise a question like, should I really join this collective now? Or like, you know, start this mastermind now? All you hear is a massive yes. All around you is a massive yes. And like, you can allow your human to receive that. And say, okay, my human is catching up with this. So let's just be gentle to myself. Let's just do like even more meditation and breath work and go for walks in nature to simply allow the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies to kind of, you know, alchemize this idea and really being able to take the aligned decisions, the big leap of faith, because it gets bigger and bigger. Do you experience that as well? Like it gets bigger and bigger?
yeah. My mind went elsewhere. And yeah, for sure. So so some people who, you know, who've kind of done the abundance work and they're like, okay, yeah, I want to, you know, be a millionaire or be really financially wealthy, et cetera. There's this kind of tricky self-sabotage program in there that actually can prevent you from doing that, because on some level, you know, for you to be a billionaire, you're actually going to need to show up very differently than you show up right now. Mm-hmm. And that means showing up in your full potential and showing up big and playing big. And for many people on a subconscious level, that's super, super scary. And until you do the clearing work around that, that's going to actually subconsciously pull you back from achieving too much success. Because if you do, yeah, you might be a billionaire, but that also means you're on stages. That mm-hmm. also means you're speaking to hundreds of thousands of people. That might mean you're on TV. That might mean you're actually showing up in a way that's very, very vulnerable. And you know, that can feel scary to people. And recognize you don't need to actually fully jump into that necessarily right away, right? So just know that that's a general direction, and you can take actions in the area of your highest excitement in the moment. And usually one of my mentors, Justin Behrman, he kind of has this beautiful confluence. He says, the things that are your highest excitement and scare the shit out of you are the ones that you should go for. And because that's going to be the right intersection of intuitive guidance and also a lot of energetic potential being locked. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, once we start channeling or basically being able to be more and more attuned to receiving guidance from our soul and our galactic team, the more we're able to then co-create. So it kind of transitions into this, let's say, tantric relationship with the field, with yourself, with the universe. And what that means is it's this give and receive cycle that's constantly going, mm-hmm. where you know you're not 100% responsible for the outcome, and you're also not 0% responsible. And so you're kind of getting into this rhythm of, okay, guides, I'm open to receiving guidance. You know, I feel like I want to explore this and doing some content for my tribe. What should I do? You know, and then you're looking and receiving guidance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can, I also think of it as concentric circles, where that guidance, let's say at the very original point, yeah, it will come through as a direct answer. It'll come through as, okay, here's what you need to do. Or it might just feel in your body. A little bit outside of that, if you're not ready to receive it that way yet, you're going to have people around you who can channel that for you, right? So this is this inner circle that we trust, people who will support your vision, who can channel that. Outside of that, you're going to have other ways of actually receiving that information. It might be through a tarot deck, or it might be through a pendulum. It might be through muscle testing outside of that. And see, these circles keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually, like the farthest end is physical disease, like cancer and chronic disease and autoimmune, because they're like, fucking pay attention. Like yeah. You ask the question, we're giving you the answer, start paying attention. Yeah. And like, by the time it gets to physical illness, chances are you've missed a shitload of signs along the way. And through this journey of becoming more and more aware, we're actually tracing back our steps so that we can receive information at the original point.
Amazing, Alex. You're so good at speaking. So I feel like some people, I'm just reading the comment. Thank you all so much for commenting. Absolutely love it. Like some people share that they're really drawn to Greece and Israel. Hannah says, Bali is my country too. And there are so many people watching. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for being here. So I feel like maybe like people watching now and the recording would like to know a little bit more about connecting with Spirit Guides and Galactic Team. So I'm curious because I don't know how you actually started receiving messages, Alex. What is your story around that? All of a sudden, like you woke up and they were all there just hanging out with a cup of tea and are saying, oh, you should do this, like welcome friend. How did it happen for you?
To be honest, it started, to me, it does really feel like a journey of retracing back those steps. Yeah, it started originally with being unhappy in a relationship and at work, and that coming to alignment closer and closer, eventually being surrounded by people who would basically, I would trust to give me that guidance. And that's also a level of discernment that I had to develop, like whom I can trust. And so, you know, it kind of comes back more and more. And as I'm opening my channel more and more, I'm just, you know, at some point you start receiving those messages directly. And so still, like people like yourself, like Gabby, and like other people in our community that I can trust and say, okay, hey, can we have this conversation? I just need to talk this through with someone. And inevitably through that conversation, like the channel opens up. And this is, you know, it's the same thing that, you know, I do for my clients. Through that conversation, through them asking questions, and my responses, they're actually able to tap into new layers of knowledge and new layers of understanding. And this is why, like, vocalizing some of these things is actually important, because we're often used to, it's like, I would take people on a journey and I would say, okay, what did you experience? And they're like, good. I'm like, that's what kind of answer is that? That's not an answer. They're like, I don't know, I blanked out. It's like, okay, fine, you have an excuse. But in reality, it's important to be able to put words to whatever you experienced. Yeah, and put yourself outside of your comfort zone to actually do that. Because it might sound stupid or silly or whatever it is, but it's important to actually do it. It's important to say, hey, I saw this pink elephant and it was doing this, and this is what it means to me. And recognizing that the people who are receiving it, they're not laughing at you. Mm. And that they're actually holding that space for you to have whatever experience you're having. And that's actually teaching you to trust your own channel. And it's teaching you to trust your experience. Like, it's one thing, like when you know, sit with plant medicine and sit with ayahuasca, and you'll pretty much in any good like shamanic circle, you're going to be doing the following morning a share where every person shares their experience and shares whatever they feel called to. And it's important that the codes you're receiving there is being seen and heard exactly as you are, with no judgment. Mm-hmm. And this is the part where I see people struggle sometimes, where they'll have a vision, but they're too embarrassed to say anything about it. They'll have some knowing, but they're embarrassed to say how they know it, because societally we've been conditioned to say this is bad or whatever that is. So I would say it's actually a really important code to start activating in yourself, to trust whatever you're receiving. Mm-hmm. And trust, like, the first insight that comes through, trust that and vocalize it and be able to talk to through it with someone who will hold that space for you, where you're not judged, you're loved, and you're actually able to fine tune it. Yeah.
Yes, I love it, because it's key to really unlocking like intuition and psychic abilities, is to trust and not to compare ourselves to others, because, like, you know, I teach about intuition, I have my Galactic Intuitive online course there, and, you know, I mentor people around that, and what I realize is that people always compare themselves to me, like I cannot possibly see the same way or hear the same things, but actually it's got nothing to do with that. It's like, the way I see is my way of seeing things. And like, you might see, so like if we tune both into the same thing, I could see, for example, like a bird into a cage, you could see, like, I don't know, a lion behind walls, and it's two different images, but the metaphor is the same. So we're going to be given the mm-hmm. images that we understand, you know, personally, and also the same with the words. But actually, like, when we think we see. And when we think we hear, it's just that we doubt that we do. So like, I'm highly psychic, right? I can see like so many things, like beyond the veils of illusion, same with my audition. Like I'm, yes, I can see you, Alex. Stop distracting me. So like, it's like, It's just simply trusting that whatever comes, comes. And it's like when I see things, I don't see colors, I don't see anything, but I just know, like, it's red, it's green, it's blue, like it's this kind of being. And I can't just describe it because it's hard to explain, but it's a different kind of vision. It's not a freaking 3D vision. It's not 3D audition. It's completely, you know, like beyond time and space. And stop comparing yourself to other intuitive and other psychic, because you are highly intuitive and psychic yourself. It's just that we receive codes, like, so people listening to this conversation, they will be like, you know, you're all going to be like super extra activated in this, and you're going to start, you know, expanding more and more your intuition because of this conversation. So it's important as well to have session with other people. Like, we do that, this kind of work. But like yesterday, for example, I had a session with an amazing channel who's one of my best friends. So happy, like the Shannon Rose. And she gave me a session on crystalline timeline activation. And it was freaking mind blowing because I felt I really needed support and help on my journey. I felt like really, you know, a lot of distortion in my field. And, you know, like, I knew that she was the person that would be able to help me. And she freaking transformed channel my next council, and she activated me and really helped me anchor myself into another timeline. And, you know, like when you had your session with the Actarians that I was channeling for you, and same with Mel and same with Shannon, like when we reach this kind of soul frequency connection that we have together, and that's, you know, like I know and my guides know that you're like super switched on. It's like we hand you the microphone, and each and every single one of you, like as it happens, I'm channeling this, and my guides are saying, okay, Alex, so now you're going to share with us what you see. Okay, Mel, so now you're going to, you know, speak in front of everyone. And I know my mind is like, ooh, they're not gonna like it. They're gonna be breaking trigger. And I kind of laugh inside because it's exactly that. It's being able to sit with the trends channeling, to sit with the Actarian Council or like other galactic beings and saying, okay, I'm being required to do this because they know that I can do it and that's stepping out of the way, and now I'm gonna channel. And it is always freaking amazing because when we can do it ourselves, like even in session facilitated by others, and trust that what we receive is just like it's so much next level.
Yep, beautiful. And that's exactly right. So like I would say channeling is kind of the last that I've so far seen, the last realm of the spiritual journey, where I would say it starts with like some healing and doing maybe plant medicine, getting more into your heart. Mm-hmm. Then you'll start going more and more quantum, and then eventually you'll just get into the realm of channeling. Yeah, and it's important to recognize that the way you're receiving information is like you're going to be receiving it in a way that's highly specific to you. Mm-hmm. And what that means is you're going to, the universe speaks to you in symbols, and you're going to receive exactly the symbols that you need. And it's your interpretation of the symbols that matters rather than the symbols, right? So if I'm facilitating a grounding, I might visualize it a certain way because that's how I anchor that particular visual. For someone else, that, you know, same element of grounding might be through a pirate ship with a bunch of unicorns on it, and it will achieve the same effect. And so it's literally, you can play around with your imagination, whatever you imagine, whatever meaning you assign to it, that's what that meaning is, which by the way, is what all of us do in life. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're seeing, whatever meaning you assign to it, that's the reality that you experience. And like, it's just trusting, and it's learning to trust and recognize, okay, it might be a process, and you might have lived differently for the last 30, 40, 50, you know, whatever years, and that's okay. So allow yourself a little bit of time. I know I'm definitely guilty of this sometimes where I'm like, oh, I learned chance channeling. It's been 24 hours since my session with the Arcturian Council. Why have I not unlocked this? This is unacceptable. And so it's like I shift very, very fast, and also just learning to have that level of patience and compassion with myself and trusting that it's all unfolding. And so, you know, I would love to hear if people have any questions online at this point so we can answer them before maybe going into a bit of an activation for your intuition and higher self, and weave in a little bit of shamanic coding in there.
Yeah, awesome. So you can, you guys on Facebook or on here on Zoom, just watching here. Yeah, I love it. Like, yes, channeling through drawing symbols. Yes, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But because we didn't say that, because there are two types of channeling. Like most people, they will channel like beings that they feel are right you know, next to them. So that's the most common type of channeling. It's like being able to connect with our spirit guide and galactic team. But then there are people who actually bring, you know, like, or they allow, you know, their body to being taken over, and that becomes more like a trance channeling. So that's two different kind of things. So like most people, like all of us, we can channel from beings that are next to us, but like not everyone is coded or has a soul mission to being taken over by a spirit guide or galactic being. Like I didn't even know like it was happening to me until I you know, I started doing it. So
until I woke up and I was covered in unicorns, and then I realized, okay, maybe they're curious.
Doing all of these sounds, and they're like, I was sweating so much, and I was like, what is happening?
You guys don't have to worry about that yet. That's, you know, that's graduate level work. At the beginning, just focus on tuning into what cheeseburger you want to eat.
I'll become vegan. It's even better. So you can just
better. Hey, it could be vegan cheeseburger. Right? It could be cashew cheese. Don't be making assumptions. So I think with this, let's go into a little bit of an activation.
Yes.
So we've spent the last little bit explaining things for your mind. And this is important because then your mental body, your emotional body, your physical body can go along for the journey. And this actually helps the integration. And now we'll do, let's say, the energetic element of it so that you can balance out the two. So with this, maybe get yourself comfortable, make sure you're sitting upright with your spine straight, nothing crossed, your legs on the floor, and gently closing your eyes and taking a deep breath into your heart and letting it go. Another deep breath into your heart and letting it go. Visualizing this beautiful golden light entering the crown of your head, filling your entire body in soft golden light, expanding outside of you, surrounding you in that beautiful light. And visualizing a golden red cord coming out of the base of your spine, going deep into the core of the earth, through the mineral realm, Atlantis realm, Lemurian realm, deep into the core, and connecting to the heart of Gaia, and feeling that energy flowing start to exchange between you and the earth, and feeling yourself being filled beautiful magnetic energy from the earth, and at the same time visualizing golden and silver cord coming out of the top of your head and going off into the quantum, connecting to your soul star, and taking a deep breath into your soul star now. And feeling that level of connection between yourself, between Gaia, between your soul star, activating your column of ascension. And calling in all of our guides, our higher selves, and galactic team. I ask that all cords that are no longer serving hereby be dissolved in this timeline and dimension and all lifetimes and dimensions. I ask that all soul contracts that are no longer serving hereby be severed. And now, feeling in your body, slowly starting to receive everything around you with your eyes still closed, any sounds that are around you, any water, any trees, starting to sense their essence. There are birds around you, starting to feel yourself breathing in unison with that bird, with that blade of grass, with that tree. As you're doing that, slowly recognizing that your consciousness is merging with everything around you, expanding beyond yourself. You're breathing more and more in unison with the field around you. And feeling this level of oneness with all around you. From this level of oneness, recognizing that this is the field of intuition. This is that field of innocence and wonder and curiosity and playfulness and joy, abundance. And it's from this field that you can ask questions to your guides, your higher self. So now calling in your higher self, they have a message for you. What steps can you take to unlock your next layer of abundance and joy? And you can listen to that message, hear what you hear, see what you see, feel what you feel. Please receive that message now. It might be steps in your business. It might be steps in your relationship with yourself or with others. And this is the frequency that you get to attune to when you want to ask questions. And now, slowly coming back to your body, we're going to experience different elements of the nature kingdom, magical kingdom. Now calling in the consciousness of the black jaguar. You feel yourself merging with it now. Feeling its primal power and its ability to traverse both the shadow and the light with ease and full knowing and full wisdom. Feeling the power spread throughout your body as you stalk through the jungle, knowing where you're going, knowing that you can kill, and doing so wisely only to support yourself. Now, calling in consciousness of the white lion. And feel yourself be anchored in that royalty frequency. Frequency from Sirius. And knowing that you can be playful and regal at the same time. Recognizing that you can lay around and only take action when absolutely necessary, and then that's enough. That it's always enough. That you don't need to constantly be doing. Now, merging consciousness with an eagle and feeling yourself soaring through the sky, the landscapes shifting beneath you, feeling the air fill your wings, feeling that full trust and surrender to being held aloft, getting a totally different viewpoint and seeing the land beneath you with joy, with love, with precision. Now, calling in the spirit of Atlantis. And feeling yourself being filled with magic, with deep ancient wisdom. Experiencing yourself in that realm, being coated with eons of activations, of knowledge, of abilities, awakening dormant DNA strands now. And now calling in the white source dragon and feeling yourself merge with it as your claws dig deep into the earth and touch the core. Moments before you take off in flight through time and space to the zero point of creation. recognizing you've always had these abilities, that you are the dragon, you are the eagle, you're the lion, you're the jaguar, you're all of them, you're also none of them. This shape-shifting frequency allows you to exponentially expedite your learning, your journey, being able to merge consciousness with anything, anyone, at any point, and receive information. Lock it in, lock it in, lock it in. And from this space of infinite wisdom and awareness and cosmic equanimity, with gratitude, coming back to your body, and continuing to sit there with your eyes closed, allowing these codes to integrate across all of your bodies. We're taking one deep breath into your heart now. And so it is. And with that, I'll pass it off to you, Sandrine, and the council.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. It was powerful, exactly what we needed. So everyone now and on the recording, please visualize yourself sitting inside your head. You can visualize yourself sitting inside your head. Maybe it's a dark room. There is nothing inside, just a void, just darkness. And then further away in the distance, right in front of you, you're gonna start seeing a little dot in front of you, far away in the distance, as you sit inside your head in the void. And this dot is a violet light, and it's going to start coming. And as it starts coming, you can start seeing swirling. It's a vortex. And you feel really good. You know that this vortex is the perfect frequency for you right now. And this vortex is going to start coming into this void now. And you're going to start feeling this violet light coming all around you. And it's like a soft touch, but a powerful touch also. Perfectly balanced between feminine and masculine frequencies. So you are easily able to receive this violet light all around you. And now visualize yourself into this space, allowing this light to penetrate your physical body from the ajna points between the two eyebrows, the forehead, and also the back of the skull at the soft point where the spine meets the skull there. So this violet light is penetrating inside your head through these two points, and you start feeling inside of your head now. As you sit inside of your head, you see all of these violet light expanding and expanding. Lock that in, lock that in, lock that in. And now we are placing a hologram of Sandrine in the quantum, wearing her and her highly psychic abilities and seer's abilities, intuitive abilities. We are plugging all the activated system within Sandrine to you now. So you might feel sensations around the head. It can be a little bit of feeling oppressions around the head. Do not worry. We are simply working at the moment to wire yourself to Sandrine so you can receive a copy-paste on old systems that she has activated through many lifetimes here in other dimensions around intuition and psychic abilities. So receive that now. Simply observe. Observe already practicing your intuition. Observe the sensations in your physical body. As you observe sensations in your physical body, it acts as a confirmation, right? For your soul and for your human to realize that indeed it is happening. You human always want proof of everything. The physical body always gives you the proof. Exactly right now, as you are receiving this, you're going to feel sensations in the head, in the physical body. The temperature of your body is increasing also. You can just feel something. As you feel something, so it is. Allow yourself to receive effortlessly, just a little longer here. Excellent. Nearly done. you're going to keep on receiving increase in psychic abilities and intuition as this copy-paste, this plugging inside your system is going to continue acting. So every time Sandrine increases yet even more her psychic abilities and intuition, you will also receive this expansion. Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? That's the next level of exchange. It's frequency exchange. So as Sandrine shifts in frequencies and opens up, you shall receive, even in 20 years, it will still happen simply because of this copy-paste of hologram in the quantum and because it is part of her service to help people shift through increased intuition and psychic abilities. This is a gift for you, friend. Excellent. So now please observe, see what you see and receive what you receive. Trust what's going to come. So you are still sitting inside of your head. Now stand up, human, stand up inside of your head and go and stand in front of your forehead, inside the head. In front of you now is a door, or maybe it's a double door. Now see this door and already receive intuition. What does the door look like? What it is made out of? What is the size of the door? Do you know this door? How do you relate to this door? You might not relate to this door, but maybe you know it. And so now, trusting with confidence and courage that you are ready to open this door, to open your intuition and psychic abilities to new levels. Now see yourself, visualize yourself opening the door. You might visualize your hand touching the door or simply ask the door telepathically to open. And as the door opens, come closer and look beyond this door. And then with confidence, take a step. No need to go far. Just take a step and stand there. You are beyond time and space realities. Allow yourself to receive and see what you see. And now we would like to ask you to bring back one of the animals of power mentioned by Alex before. Choose one of those four animals and become it now. And as you become it now, observe in your physical body what you are feeling. See the change, feel the change in frequencies. As you feel the change in frequencies, as you get excited to become this animal, realize that what you're experiencing now is real. It is indeed happening beyond time and space reality. You are this animal now, fully. Lock this in. And being this animal, trust that you know exactly what you're doing, right? Because you know what you're doing, what's happening to you. So go on, start exploring. Take your wings or take your legs and start walking or flying. Ask to be taken into a special place where some information that is relevant for you on this journey right now, in this very moment of creation. So ask to be taken there with your legs and your wings, with your animals of power that you are right now. Just go there. And as you arrive, observe where you are arriving. Is it another planet? Is it a room? Or are you in space? Or maybe you're on Earth? Observe around you. Observe your appearance. Are you still the animal or have you morphed again? And then right in front of you, there is a big pedestal, like a big rock. It could be a big crystal also. And on top of it, there is a gift for you. It's a code. It's a special gift for you. And this contains information. So go and get it, human. Go and get it. This is for you right now. This is something that belongs to you. This is a code that's going to help you on your journey. So as you go, dear, they thank you very much. Thank you so much. And then take it and visualize it being placed into white light, as this white light purified this gift from all frequencies that are not perfectly aligned to your soul right now and your ascension process. And as you receive this gift now, use your intuition, use your psychic abilities, you know, receive all information about this. What is it? Why am I receiving this? Where does it come from? What's the story behind it? Allow yourself to receive information, knowing that you can keep on coming back to this to receive more information about this gift that you are receiving right now, this code, this cosmic gift. And now feel in your physical body, feel where this gift, this code wants to come, and trust yourself and visualize yourself. Even take your physical hand and place it there as you breathe from your heart center now, opening up to trust and love and to remembrance. As this belongs to you, it is going to increase your connection to your intuition, psychic abilities, and your soul. You will be able to see the messages more clearly, to receive them more openly. Excellent. And now breathe as this is being completely absorbed and integrated on multidimensional levels. Excellent. Very well. Now keep on breathing for a moment. Receive any information that you would like to receive. Ask any questions that you would like to ask. Use all your senses, all your senses. And then take a big breath. You're going to be teleported back into this present time and space, into your physical body, counting to three, one, two, three, bringing you back into the here and now, feeling your body, being fully present in your whole physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body, into this time and space reality on earth now, thanking your animal of power for taking you there, knowing that you can shapeshift at any times into any of these animals and powers, and of course many more, even mermaids and unicorns, why not? Locking in, taking a moment, breathing from your heart center, exhaling with mouth opened a couple of times, inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Very well. Now please feel the feet on the earth, connect to the earth. Feel the cord, the golden cord mentioned before by Alex. Feel this cord connecting you to the earth now. And also feel the cord above connecting you to your star rays and to source. You are always connected. Use your intuition for this purpose, to stay connected. This is the one and most important role of intuition. Remember, human, the most important role of intuition is to connect you to your soul. Do not worry about money and job and love partner or home. Do not worry about anything. We got you covered. Your soul got you covered. Your role is not to try to do anything or change anything or get your intuition to get things, to manifesting necessarily. Your role is to use your intuition to always be soul aligned, to connect through your column of ascension as you're doing now, collecting below to the axis below, to the earth and the axis above, to your universe and your star family, to your soul, because your soul knows exactly. May you learn to surrender fully, to fully trust, to love, and to always be grateful for what you have already. We trust you, we love you, we can see your progress, and we are here for you always. And bye for now.
Welcome back, time travelers. Thank you for that beautiful activation, Sandrine. And as you guys are coming back, please type in the comments what you experienced, and also what your biggest takeaway from today was. And that's important for you to lock it in for yourself, as well as to share with others to see that everything is perfect. So we would love to hear from you guys, and thank you for receiving.
So I have a question here from Naturalisa. Hey, nice to see you, beautiful. Thank you for joining. So I feel my heart beating hard to hear you, and I feel that it is good and right, but I am not able to dream or see clearly what I want in my future. Why? So here I hear that there are two distinguished questions, Naturalisa. It's like you're not able to dream about your future, right? And you are not also able to see clearly what's in your future. So like, Do you want to talk about that, Alex?
I would ask whether that's the case for your entire life or just recently. And sometimes people tend to have blocks around dreams because there is, you know, some limitation placed within either their DNA or through matrix programming. And so I would connect more and more actually to pleasure and this feeling of joy. And you can actually do that on a day-to-day basis. Like you're having a cup of coffee. Can you actually drop into that moment and open that as a portal and tune into what is it that you like about it and just spend 10, 15 minutes in it? That opens up this field of gratitude that you can then use that feeling to then connect to how you want to feel that in the future, around what other things you want to feel that in the future. So you're basically kind of hacking your way around that. So because you feel like you can't go into the future, you can actually access that feeling in the present and then take it to the future.
Yes, I love that, Alex. It's like all of these steps that we put in place every day. So it's like all of these little routines. So it's kind of, you know, if we become obsessed with a result like being able to trans-channel or see the future, if we become obsessed with that result, I'm just talking generally, like then it's kind of, the more we chase something, the more that thing is going to start running. It's a bit like we become the hunter, you know? And it's like, let's even stop thinking about that. Let's not stop about that. But as you say, like come back into the moment and just practice your meditation, you know, connect like your column of ascension to the earth and to the heavens to trust, yeah, like your heart center. And as you say, like little hacks every day, you know, like simply, you know, feel into what is good for you right now. You know, like I wake up in the morning and I honestly take like at least half an hour or 45 minutes to simply lying down in bed, connecting to my soul and my guides and simply asking my soul, like, is there anything I need to know for today? Like, what can I expect? What do you want me to be doing? And it's like, it's in the moment. And I don't even think about my future or anything. So, but it's like, it's completely hacking the future with the present. I hope we give some answers, Teresa. Anyone else?
Yeah, we have probably room for one or two more questions before we get to wrap. And yeah, just share what you guys learned from today or your biggest takeaway. That would be super helpful.
There is a delay, of course, but I really like your activation with the animals of power. That's so, so good. I love it. Yeah.
And yeah, I've definitely done that before. Like while people are typing, I'll give like a practical example of using that. like I was in San Diego on the beach there, and there were a bunch of sea lions on the beach, and I was sitting pretty close to them, like, you know, 5 meters away. And they started getting aggressive and wanted to shoo people off the beach. So they were starting to get like more aggressive towards humans. But I was being lazy and I was like, fuck that, I'm a wizard. And so I looked around, I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna move. So who are they not being aggressive towards? And I realized they weren't touching seagulls or other sea lions. I was like, I don't fucking wanna be a seagull, that's lame, but I'll be a sea lion. And so I was like, okay, sweet, now I'm a sea lion. I basically just shifted into that consciousness and they got everybody else off the beach. They were like a couple of meters away from me. To them, I was one of their own. They just completely ignored me.
Wow, because you are a big, big fat sea lion. I love it, it's amazing.
Yep.
So like you sharing your story about becoming like shape-shifting into a sea lion. Allow us to have some a little bit of feedback here. So I've got Alexandra that says that it was mind-blowing. Oh, thank you, Alexandra. Thank you so much for watching. I could feel my heart beating strongly too. I was taken to a beautiful kingdom where there was an old book which the crystal was sitting on. I love it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the code was to give me confidence to move forward with the decisions I am making, moving forward in alignment with my soul mission. Loved morphing into the animals, felt their individual strength. So here we have a clear example of like super badass, like psychic abilities and intuition. Alexandra, you next level, look at this. Like it's actually like these activations that we did is completely like being part of the quantum, right? Like beyond time and space reality. So do that. You can totally do that by yourself, you know?
Yep.
Mel. Okay. What is Mel saying? Hey, sister. Okay. Love the activation. Thanks, Alex and CC. She absolutely wants to give me a nickname. Nobody has ever given me a nickname. So I say C is fine. No, she says CC. I go with it. So my biggest mission was trust. My presence was trust. My guides showed me to trust the next layer that's available to me is perfectly aligned and there is nothing to do. Just relax, trust. Oh, that was lovely. Oh, thank you, Mel. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks, Mel. Thank you,
everyone, so much for sharing. Oh, yes, we love you. Love you all. Thank you so much for being here, guys. And people on the replay as well.
Yes, and everybody who's watching the replay, same effects. Please reach out to us and, you know that this is a process from, you know, we do this with people as well in a much deeper layer. And so we're here to give you as much as possible during, you know, the hour and a half that we have. And of course, it's part of like a much longer journey that we take people on. And like my program is 6 months. And I know you also work with people. And so it's, you know, for those of you who are really committed to your journey and want to go deeper and have one of us side by side with you, please reach out directly and we can schedule a time to chat. And otherwise, thank you guys for receiving. Please follow us on Instagram, and we're looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you as well for sharing this around, because it's important for us tonight to reach a bigger audience, so like more people benefit from our conversation, that we really, you know, do it with so much fun and love. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. If there are friends that you think would benefit from this, please send it to them, put them into a portal, and then enjoy having more galactic friends.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I'll be honest, that's why I coach people, because I want to have more galactic friends.
Yeah. Yeah, because like we coach people and then they become our friends, like here, like so many of you, like, you know. Oh, it's 2:22. Like the time is 2:22 now. I love it. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Cool.
Sweet. Well, thank you everyone. Thank you, Sindrine.
Thank you.
Arcturian Council and everybody else who came to support. Love you guys and see you soon.
Thank you, Alec. Thank you everyone. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sindrine.com, for more information.